Share a thought from the receiver of the gifter on this week's parsha. It says, Zekeleb anvegu, elke aviva aramemenhu. So the Shiva says the following, that each person's avodah, there really are two elements in a person's avodah. There is the elements of that which he's mekabel, his masara, his parents, his rebbeim, the derech ha'olam, which allows him to have a clear understanding of the correct path, of how to avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what to do, what's proper, etc. There's also, each person has to find his element and his chiddush and his nekuda of avoida, how he's supposed to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, get a chiyus in his avoida, his chachus, excitement, what he feels that he's bringing his talents to Avodas Hashem, and take his personal, unique characteristics and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with it. So we have on the pasuk, there's Elokei Avi V'Aramemenhu, that there is Elokei Avi, he's, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God of my parents, I'm following the derech of my parents, and I'm serving him, I'm praising him, I'm connecting to him through that. But there's also Zakeli, Kadosh Baruch Hu is my God, that I have a unique relationship with him, which is due to my unique elements of who I am and what I am. The question which is always rises when we come to this, these two elements in Avodah, is what is the order of the Avodah? Now, I think that obviously a person has to first learn and get within the framework of what is Avodah, what is not Avodah. But at the same time, there's always a constant element of a person that's spending those many years, especially in our society nowadays, where we get quote unquote bored easily without finding his own moment of chiddush, his moment of iskachus, his own personal way to connect as he's doing it. It's lacking the koyach of chiddush, which Torah requires. The Torah requires that Asher Enocha Mitzavach HaYom, and Rashi points out, that you should always look at it as if it's brand new. There's something new about your avodah. The only way to get that element is to find where is your unique contribution and connection. And your unique contribution and connection changes as you change and as you grow. Each day you grow, each day you develop, each day you learn something new, each day you change, and therefore your avodah is different. If your avodah is only based on what you've seen from your parents, what you're obeying, that doesn't necessarily change every day. It can't be new because it's the same thing as yesterday and the day before. But a person brings his own uniqueness and his own element to it, so there's going to be his conscious, there's going to be something which is, and what the pasuk, order the pasuk tells us is that Kalev and Vehu, a person has to develop a personal connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, feeling that he's a player in this relationship and he has what to contribute based on his talents, etc., his understanding, his vision. And use that in his relationship, and then based on that, he can also then he can go to Zekeleb v'Aramemenhu. I would add that once you go to Zekeleb v'Aramemenhu, and from your new vantage point, you can get discern new insights in what you've gained from Elokei Avi, and that'll add to the Chiddush, and it's a cycle which will continue time and time again. Have a good Shabbos.